McGraw-Hill Ascent Audio presents Launch Your Inner Entrepreneur, 10 Mindset Shifts for Women to Take Action, Unleash Creativity, and Achieve Financial Success by Charlene Walters, narrated by Carolyn Jania. Mindset Shift 1. Take Action. One day, you'll be happily working for someone else, exceeding monthly goals and growing their profits. And then, another day, you'll realize that you're not getting the recognition or opportunities that you deserve. It's at that moment that you'll wonder why the heck you're doing this to yourself, and bam, your entrepreneurial light bulb will begin to glow. Are you a woman who wants to take control of your earnings and your life? Are you dissatisfied with the corporate grind and want to follow your passions professionally? Are you tired of getting paid less than your peers for doing the same work? I've been there before, and I know what you're experiencing. Perhaps you've already struck out on your own as an entrepreneur, or maybe you hope to do so in the near future. It's a big jump either way, and you'll need extra support to give it your best shot. If you're like many women, myself included, you're also the primary breadwinner in your household and have a burning desire to bring in additional income for your family, I don't blame you. You want to take care of them and give them the best. If any of these statements ring true, then this is the book for you. And now is the time to take action, as there will be many new business opportunities for female entrepreneurs resulting from morphing industries in the aftermath of COVID-19. You deserve this chance. You won't be alone, either. More women are starting businesses than ever before. In fact, 42% of all small business or franchise owners are women, and there are 13 million female-owned businesses contributing to $1.9 trillion in revenue. Current trends suggest it's likely these numbers will keep rising, so it's time for you to grab your share of the revenue, and today is the day to get started. Your transformation will begin in the mind. After all, entrepreneurship is an inside job. If you're a woman who is ready to take the plunge into becoming a company founder, then there are important mental shifts that you must make before you kick off your journey. You must put aside your insecurities and doubts about the success or failure of your venture, as well as the fears associated with no longer receiving a steady paycheck, so that you can move forward to become an effective business owner. This is a tall order, but taking action is the first of 10 mindset shifts you'll hear about in this book that you must embrace as a fempreneur, a female entrepreneur, if you not only want to make that initial entrepreneurial leap, but also hope to continue to grow and expand your business over time, launching your inner entrepreneur and unleashing the startup within. Why now? Of the many reasons that women decide to pursue entrepreneurship, a key one is dissatisfaction with corporate life. According to a recent study, over the past 5 years, the number of women in senior leadership has grown. Still, women continue to be underrepresented at every level. Consequently, many women have opted out of corporate jobs to become their own bosses, accounting for the growing rate at which women are launching businesses over the past 25 years. As more women become company founders, though, they face common challenges along the path as new business owners, challenges that they can mitigate by understanding how to shift from a corporate mindset, where much of the necessary action is laid out for you behind the scenes, to an entrepreneurial mindset, in which you are the main driver of the action and must chart your own course. It's really about figuring out what it means to actually become an entrepreneur, and then executing on that. And today, This begins with understanding the shifting business models that companies are now trying to make sense of. The number of entrepreneurial women will undoubtedly keep rising as a result of lost jobs through conventional employment, furloughs, and other transitions that may affect employment status. In fact, a disproportionate percentage of women, 80% versus 20% men, left the workforce due to being impacted by COVID-19. In tandem, as automation and artificial intelligence become more of the corporate norm, women's professional journeys will begin to morph as well. The convergence of these trends, along with the continued underrepresentation of women in corporate leadership roles, creates a perfect storm for traditional employment to decrease for women and entrepreneurial opportunities to correspondingly rise. These changes in the world of work bring us to you in this moment and what you can do to take the initiative rather than be a victim of what's happening in companies globally. How you can take charge of your destiny rather than becoming a statistic of the latest round of corporate cuts. The current massive shifts in the labor landscape suggest that today is the day to make a move on your entrepreneurial inklings. It starts in your mind. As an entrepreneurship mentor who has worked closely with countless female entrepreneurs, I can testify from firsthand experience that for women, there is so much about becoming an entrepreneur that begins with transforming the way you think. Research shows that many women suffer from deficits in confidence and feel more doubt and insecurity about their abilities and talents than men do. Insecurities that can hold them back from ever starting down the entrepreneurial path. So let's begin by talking about the mindset adjustment required for a woman to become a true entrepreneur. Are you ready? I hope so. Desire is half the battle. To remain successful in a world where traditional employment will become less frequent, you'll do well to focus on those areas where you excel and tasks you love to do. You'll also need to keep learning and growing throughout your journey, because technological and industry advances will only escalate in frequency and speed. That means your learning and skill attainment must become more rapid and consistent as well. All of this momentum pushing women toward an entrepreneurial life is a great thing. You'll be doing more of what you really enjoy and less of what you don't, which is in line with the fact that the pursuit of passion is one of the main reasons that women dive into entrepreneurship in the first place. The increased focus on learning and mindset adjustment associated with starting your own business will keep you fresh and challenged too. So, it's time to start thinking about what skills you'll need to gain and how you can shift your mindset to facilitate the life of a successful fempreneur. Taking action. A mindset shift related to taking action will be central to your success in terms of not only having the confidence to get your business off the ground, but also in regard to what you'll need to do every single day to keep moving your business forward. Taking action is a key component of an entrepreneurial mindset. Thriving female business owners are doers, not merely dreamers, although I do encourage you to aim high. This mindset shift will show you a few of the ways you can take action and get started. Getting ready to flip the switch. Motivation to become an entrepreneur is one piece of the puzzle for women who aspire to be company founders. But a mental switch must flip in your brain when it comes to actually becoming an entrepreneur. A switch that, once activated, will trigger changes in your thinking and behavior, helping to create an entrepreneurial mindset that propels you to action. You must be ready to embrace the power of this new way of thinking to catapult your career in a more independent direction. With your decision to launch a company, you jumpstart your life, your earnings, and your potential. Founding a startup also gives you a chance to create a business that exactly matches your values, vision, passion, and expertise. Rather than taking this ability for granted, consider whether it makes sense in your career and your life to seek a more innovative path. Do you want to embrace this power to make a move and seize control of your own destiny? If you heard your mind screaming yes as you heard that question, then your independence may be just around the corner. It all starts with a desire and a plan. The pace and practice of the mindset shift is up to you. You've got this, girl. Starting as a side hustle. While taking action is your ultimate goal, you don't have to jump headfirst into it without a trial run. The path of a fempreneur requires a huge career commitment, which is why beginning with a gig or side hustle while you're still traditionally employed is a smart way to test the waters. A recent study found that more than 44 million Americans have some sort of side gig. Further, 51% of the women surveyed had side hustles, compared to only 35% of the men surveyed. What are the benefits of this more measured approach? Establishing a side hustle provides aspiring fempreneurs with both the security of a stable income and the freedom to experiment with growing a company separate from their day job. Building your business more slowly after hours while still working full-time can take the financial pressure off, allowing you to continue to bring in pay while potentially growing your venture's revenue at the same time. If and when you're financially and emotionally ready to turn your side gig into full-time entrepreneurship, then you can quit your day job. A side hustle is how I got started, a little at a time. There are countless possible launching pads for a side hustle that you can grow into a full-time business, such as teaching, writing, digital marketing, tutoring, coaching, childcare, pet care, AI, IT, training, product development, photography, real estate, and graphic design. You might also consider food preparation, catering, cleaning, repair services, landscaping, market research, event planning, house sitting, beautician / stylist services. The list goes on depending on your own skills, interests, and expertise, and is limited only by your imagination. Do you like to work with people, throw virtual parties, or create things? Are you eager to showcase your writing talent? Consider where you can provide the most value while reaping the highest reward. What better way to develop yourself than to start a company? And I would add that there is no smarter way to reach that goal than greasing the wheels for it with a well-planned side hustle. Finding your niche. Part of flipping the switch to an entrepreneurial mindset involves finding an appropriate focus for your business. Research has found that one of the main reasons small businesses fail is a lack of understanding of their target audience. Aspiring fempreneurs must recognize the essential nature of investigating the market that they are considering by examining the competition, complementary products or services, and unmet needs. This type of specialization involves identifying a gap or doing something better than other companies serving the same business sector, which requires uncovering and eliminating customer pain points to create a more seamless experience for your target market. Don't rely only on your online research. Talk to other market insiders for ideas, and remember that the goal is to serve your niche better than anyone else. A once little startup disrupted the taxi and limousine industry by developing a deep understanding of an existing space and solving customer problems. Perhaps you've heard of it, Uber. By simplifying transportation for riders, Uber changed the way people get around and decimated the competition. If your car breaks down or you want a designated driver after a girl's night out, you can easily get to where you want to go or hit the town without having to deal with a rental car or taxi. Thanks to Uber, Lyft, Car2Go, Zimride, and the other disruptors that followed. It'll be interesting to see what happens next in this morphing industry.
Once you've honed in on a potential niche, be sure to do even more fact-finding to ensure that there is a worthwhile market potential for your startup. Is there really a demand and desire for your product or service? Does anyone really want jalapeno-flavored chocolate chip cookies? You'll never know until you investigate. As you consider possible areas of focus, you should also reflect on the amount of time you can commit to your startup and the competition you'll face. Look to other entrepreneurs who have similar businesses to assess if a particular angle is worth your while, and do some major digging. Let's face it, when women want to get to the bottom of something, we know how to investigate. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Google. I'm sure you know all about what your ex-boyfriend or girlfriend is up to now, just saying. No judgment here. Learning about your target market. Becoming more inquisitive so that you can get your target audience and product just right is a major part of the mindset shift we've been talking about, as well as your forward momentum as a fempreneur. So prepare to invest your energy heavily in this direction. It involves researching the big picture about who you hope to sell your products or services to. After identifying a niche for your startup, you must leverage an entrepreneurial mindset to continue doing your homework via market research, as the first few months after launch are vital. You'll need sales and customers as soon as possible, and doing the proper probing will ensure a steady stream. As the key to laying a solid foundation for your new company, your goal should be to accurately identify target customers, in other words, your ideal audience, and where they congregate. As a fempreneur, you also need to understand your target customers' demographics, learn how much they are willing to pay for your product or service, figure out why they would buy from you, determine what type of messaging you should use to reach them, drill down into where they do business, and uncover what speaks to them. You'd be shocked at how many entrepreneurs neglect these basics. Depending on your business, you might also want your market research to unearth answers such as what they had for lunch, what their favorite movie is, who they most admire, and what color socks they are wearing today. You can never know too much about your target customers. All right, maybe you don't really need to know that they were running late this morning and now have on one pink and one purple sock, unless you're planning to sell footwear. But it could be an interesting detail for you anyway. The bottom line is that you must zero in on identifying opportunities or voids in the market. Think of big entrepreneurial success stories you've heard about, such as Spanx, Stitch Fix, Airbnb, and Amazon. They all began simply by doing something better than all of the other companies currently servicing an industry. Those then startups, which are now behemoths in their industries, uncovered a pain point and eliminated it, making a more seamless experience for customers. Now we can flatten our stomachs without doing crunches, look fabulous in the clothes we had picked for us by our online stylist, as we rent out our houses and have anything we want delivered within a day, possibly by drone or robot, to our doorstep. What lucky women we are, thanks to the visionary entrepreneurs behind these companies. What will you do to further simplify people's lives? That's a bottom line question that should drive your market research and your entrepreneurial mindset in general. Train your mind to focus on figuring out what's required for your customers' ease. If you can make doing business with you painless by locating a source of friction or underserved desire, ideally one that aligns with your knowledge and pursuits, then you've got your business concept. Once you get into the process of revealing answers about your target market through research, you may find that more and more ideas start coming to you. You're flipping the switch as you develop the mindset of a startup founder. When considering a market, you should also ask yourself if it is large enough to allow for significant growth in the future. Find out what other products or services are similar in the space. What percentage of the market share do competitors have? What portion can you realistically grab? Monique Lhuillier, fashion designer and entrepreneur, had the right mindset to achieve business success. She said, "I went looking for dresses and realized there was a niche I could fill in the wedding dress market." This entrepreneurial mindset is also exhibited by Spanx founder Sarah Blakely, who said, "Don't be intimidated by what you don't know. That can be your greatest strength and ensure that you do things differently from everyone else." But getting down to brass tacks, how do you actually get the information you need about your ideal audience so that you can learn what you need to know to best serve it? When looking for potential customers to survey, you can start by tapping existing connections, contacts, and friends from your email list or social media platform. Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn work well here. You can also explore the possibility of partnering with a company for survey distribution, going places where you might find your target audience, publishing an article or ad about your survey, or leveraging the services of a market research firm that will collect participants for you. I've successfully used all of these methods before, and each have their merit. Explore all potential resources available to you to collect this valuable intel. Offer perks to incentivize people to take your survey too: gift certificates, swag, giveaways, and more. I'm telling you, people will do just about anything for a free t-shirt. I'm sure you have a few of them in your closet, as do I. When it comes to actually conducting your market research, there are a number of methods that you can utilize, including using surveys, in person, online, and via email, as mentioned, focus groups where a moderator conducts interviews with a group of 5 people or more, personal interviews during which the interviewer asks open-ended questions in a non-structured way, observations, where consumers are observed interacting with products or services, and trials, where consumers test and provide feedback on an actual product. Surveys are often the easiest method to start with, and they can be a lot of fun for a new entrepreneur too. It's exciting to be out there interacting with your potential customers, and if they express energy and enthusiasm about your offering, it can help give you an extra boost of motivation. It's also encouraging to watch your idea gain traction. I love it. When using surveys for market research, ask customers and potential customers their age, gender, level of education, geographic location, job title, and income. You should also find out what competitive products or services they are currently purchasing, including the brand name, their level of satisfaction with their current product/service, and if they would purchase your product if it becomes available. Be sure to ask why or why not. Also, try to uncover the price that they are willing to pay, what their hobbies and interests are, and where they currently look for information and hang out. You are going to want to hang out there too, unless they're at the dentist having their teeth cleaned. But even then, they are a captive audience. Pull it in and watch the excitement build. You're a fact-finding fempreneur now. There are other steps involved too, which include developing a customer persona. We'll talk more about this later. Scrutinizing your competitors, conducting a SWOT analysis, and undergoing proper product development and testing. You can identify and assess your competitors by looking at their websites, going to their stores or physical locations, ordering their products, and then comparing all of these factors in terms of strengths and weaknesses. A SWOT analysis, an exercise where you outline the strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats associated with your business relative to your 3 main competitors, will help with this sort of comparison. Product development and testing will be performed later, after you've gathered input from potential customers, developed your prototype, and then tested it. You can't adequately move into the planning stage that comes after market research until you've done these types of analyses. So do your homework, girl. Prepping for product development. As entrepreneurs, we've got to uncover what consumers really want, not what they're telling us they want. With this mindset of discovery, and once you've completed your basic market research, you'll be able to move forward with your product development by creating an MVP, or minimum viable product. An MVP is the least complicated version of your product that you can build in order to attract and ascertain interest in it and get feedback from potential customers so that you can perfect and improve the product before a full launch. When developing your MVP, think in terms of must-have features, functionality, and extra attributes that could delight your customers. Your product prototype should be refined enough so that consumers would be willing to buy or try it, and it should have enough bells and whistles to keep potential buyers interested. An MVP provides a feedback circle to guide your product's future development so that you're really providing exactly what customers want and value. Your MVP can be as simple as a website teaser page, which is an online page that describes and sells your product or service before it is available on the market. Or it might be a demo of the product in person or via video. Test your MVP with hypothetical customers and adjust as necessary. The value of this step is emphasized by the words of Emily Weiss, founder and CEO of the billion-dollar beauty brand Glossier, who said, "I read every single comment that comes in." You should too. Use the MVP step as the final stage of your market research to gather as much information as you can in order to ensure that your product or service will be well received by your target audience. You want customers to be lined up at your front door waiting for it to launch. Can you picture them? I can. Creating your business plan. With the results of your market research in hand, it's now time to adopt a forward-thinking, proactive planning mindset. In the words of Eleanor Roosevelt, "It takes as much energy to wish as it does to plan." She was a wise woman. If you began last year, your startup would already be up and running. Maybe you've already launched your business and it's time to move on to your next phase. Either way, start where you stand and build on it, one small step at a time. As you think about the big picture of your business, you'll want to figure out the answers to some key questions related to planning for your entrepreneurial future. How much do you want to make? Who can potentially help you? Friends, relatives, a spouse, or a significant other? How quickly do you want to grow? What will your business ideally look like after 6 months or a year? What resources do you already have, and which must you acquire? A formal business plan is a great place to start figuring out answers like these and mapping out the vision for your business. In it, you'll include a business summary, company synopsis, history, mission statement, revenue model, and an overview of the product or service. You'll also use your business plan to identify key features of the market, your company's management structure, industry trends, a competitive analysis, and financial projections, as well as your strategies for marketing, customer acquisition, social media, and public relations. If asking outside investors for money, you'll additionally include how much capital you require for starting up and how it will be allocated. When it comes to compiling all of this information, there's no need to reinvent the wheel. You can pull a free business plan template from online and use it to guide the process. This is where your friend Google can assist you. Also, see the Fempreneur Action Plan at the end of this book. It will help you outline some of the information needed for your business plan. While it may seem like a lot of effort to put in on the front end, a business plan is important for so many reasons. It can help identify potential pitfalls or holes in your strategy, aid in decision-making, show how viable your business concept is, enable you to set more accurate goals and progress checks, reduce risks, help you obtain funding, and facilitate planning, all of which can give your entrepreneurial endeavor the best chance of success. Although you might feel like taking the time to write a business plan will slow you down from starting your company, this initial preparation is actually critical.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?